الله الرحمن الرحيم. We are an impression. The Deen can come to us by just reading books and kitabs. We mind telling people they will need a lot of kitabs, a lot of books and all. They have a lot of information, not knowledge. A lot of information, not knowledge. Knowledge is something else, and information is something else. You find a person know more than you. There are so many books here. But that doesn't come into one's life. You need thousands of books. But if you do not associate with the pious, that knowledge will have no benefit at all. It will mislead you. It will mislead you. To that extent, that even if you become an alim also, until and unless you do not have someone who is pious, you will also be misled. Now people like Hazrat Maulana Hashim Gongoi Rahmatullahi, Hafiz Nanoti Rahmatullahi, they are big ustads, great ustads, very great ustads. It's not necessary for them to sit in the company of the pious. But just imagine how they should pay so much attention while they are studying too. The time of when Yaqub Nanati Rahman's class will take place of Hajindanga, only a young person. But their ustad should respect Hajindanga. It comes. So while they were studying too, they had this in mind that will give a hand to him. They never relied on their past. They never relied on their kitabs. They didn't say the kitab is sufficient. Why there are so many others who come to know? Because they were keeping relationship with the pious people, they were so elevated, and the whole world is talking about them. Merely because of the association with the pious. Pious people are very important. You can read any amount of kitabs, it will not even help you, there's no effect at all. No effect at all. Effect can only take place when you got someone with you. That's why the Sahaba Ikram had no kitabs. No kitab at all. They kitab of Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Face to face, just one reflection. Heart to heart. Just heart to heart. There's one first meeting. No such thing had got iman in them at all. They're hard. You cannot talk to them. So it's looking at the way currents of the effect to play just that overnight the tables turned. And what happened to them there? They became the stars of the time. Stars of the time. They never had any kitab. They had one person. Likewise, the Sahaba Ikram at the same. Sahaba came with a sohbat. Sahaba means sohbat. Sohbat means companionship. Abu Rasulullah. So we have to, if we want to become like them or imitate like them, we can't become like them. Imitate, I would say. Become like them is far. What they were and what they have done, we cannot even talk about it. The sacrifice they made, the difficulty and hardship they underwent, we can't even talk about it. You'd be surprised how strong they were in the iman. Because they had a very great personality in front of them. They had Nabi Karim in front of them. That's why Nabi Karim told them that. Your iman is so strong because of me. But those people who after me, who will not see me, but the iman will ajib. Most surprising. They haven't seen me at all. But they have iman of that kind. It's so strong. What a great achievement that is. If we have got iman in us all the time. Yeah. We cannot thank Allah Ta'ala for iman. Allah must remain, the iman must remain with us. That's why great buzrugan has said, Allah Ta'ala khatima khair nasib farmaye. Then how much we have to worry about? He said, at the last stage, he said, make dua al khatima khair. They are so concerned when they are so strong and so perfect in any way, every way. But they are concerned that we must doubt the mind. So how we have to be? How we have to be? You're so concerned that the iman must remain with us all the time. I know Hazrat Muhammad Rasulullah Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi wa Sallam meet Hazrat Muhammad Bangoi Rahmatullah Alayhi. One of the things is dua for Allah to Khatimah. We have to have that in our hearts all the time. We've got the thing that our iman must go with iman. Khatimah Khair, you begin to work towards it. If you talk about it, then you work. Then even if anything you talk about. If you talk about business, you carry on talking about business. If you talk about iman, you carry on talking iman. The concern must come in you that you want to die with iman, just merely to say something important, to bring into our lives of that kind that we must, iman must remain with us. Now we come to make dua and shock and call. I want to make sure that I want to make your mulaqat. Allah Ta'ala mulaqat. Where we got the thing in us that we have the shock to meet Allah? We really can think like that. We don't have that. Whether we have the shock in us, we say, Allah has a shock to meet you too. But very important thing is to bring that condition in us. And how you can bring that condition in us is only in one way, and that you sit in the company of pious people. Pious people from one heart, they clash with another heart. Heart to heart. You just clash it in. You just think. You don't know when the time comes. You just clash it in. And when from here to is going to that heart, it transfers that time. What happened at that time, only Allah knows. And once you get that time, how much you are interested in putting yourself right. How much you are concerned of putting yourself right. If you are more concerned to put yourself right, the more concerned Allah Ta'ala will do. The association, you can read all the books you want. Wonderful. You've seen many people, beautiful lectures they give. Lectures of all kinds. They go throughout the world and give all kinds of lectures. But no effect. Effect is only in this, that when you sit in the company, just imagine, Muslim Gangu, Quddus Gangu Rahmatullah Ali, he started with a top alim. He gave a fantastic talk, very good. What a talk he gave. And they all were surprised and told us that. But that day in his house, on the dark time, the steady time, it so happened that he woke up and said, the cat drank the milk. So he had nothing to drink. Nothing to drink. And he said to him, Hazrat, no. This is your son. He said, what is it? He says, it's your son. He said, yeah, raat ko, subah ko. This happened in the morning, the cat drank the milk. And I'm getting fast without saying. And he just had to say that the whole crowd are crying. What was it that affected them? And 1.5 hour lecture gave no effect at all. Just 2 words again. That is someone else talking. The effect is. So how you bring into your life to sit in a majlis, is that how you benefit? If you come in with the intention of I came with a friend, you came with. If you come with the intention, you know, I want to see how he talks, you learn. But if you come with an intention that I want to become something close to Allah Ta'ala, then inshallah the effect takes place. I won't forget one day, in the Majlis, what he's saying, you know, while he's talking, doing the Majlis. What if 5 or 6 people, don't worry how many people come to the Majlis. Allah don't accept by numbers. Allah has said one person coming. It's no matter how many people are coming, how many interested people are coming. How much conscious. Why do you sit in the majlis? Hazrat says, Malum nahi, why today I spoken something and never spoke in my life. You said like that. And in what time you said? You say, what humility he had. He says, if someone in the majlis to his barakat, Allah gave this. He never even put into his heart that thing. Someone the barakat that put. So it's you how you come, if that's how you see it. You don't come with an intention, when it happens. You come on and on. One day you will mention this, that in 3 majlis, kaam ban jata. For 30 saal bhi kuch nahi hota. 30 years will not get. So it's between you and the thing that you come from. what you have achieved. It must mean the change in your life. Your change of life is important. That you become, because you must be progressing in your life. You go more further, not to go backwards. Now you're doing some few days, you're doing your whatever you're doing, and you're going backwards again. What have you benefited then? You yourself, you find many people sometimes tell you, I don't know now, I want to leave everything. That's the time you'll be very careful. Shaitan comes in between, you will leave everything. When Shaitan won't go to cinemas and casinos. Shaitan only go to those people who got these qualities in them. Shaitan, even a student go to madrasa. Shaitan put it in his heart, don't run. Don't half-faced, don't become half-faced. They tell you all these things. That's the time, one student came this morning to me. He's telling me, I'm sick, homesick. He's not from here, he's a foreign student. Came for just for a week or 1 month or 2 months. He's telling me, I just want to go home now. I say, you don't understand, Shaitan wants to stop you from what you're doing. He does not want you to improve. He does not want you to continue. So he's using this kind of thing. So I explained to him, not that he accepted it. But they show you that how Shaitan works. That takes you out of any good work you do, they put some kind. One day in a majlis, in a khanqa, one person sitting down in khanqa and just came his heart that his wife is having some affair with someone. And he comes to us and he says, cool down, don't do that, don't rush. All these things are misleading. Do not think. Do not do things right. Teaching us also, do not just jump. We've got to have a jump here. And then you come to realize what a big mistake you made. But it will explain to you, do not do like that. Think properly. Then you see what is the outcome. He didn't listen to us and he went away. Even the wife was saying salam, everything, nothing wrong. Welcome the husband so nicely, Then you realize your husband is there from, everything was okay. What was all done? Now what can you do? When you left your opportunity, now you don't get a second opportunity like that. So you just want to leave the place. So be very careful, Shaitan, how it misleads you. This misguiding, misguiding is very important to us. Like you don't come to Madhu, it's not possible to come. It's you yourself must come to. Today you come, tomorrow you come, one day you get pissed off. Something happened and you pick it up. Something happened to you, your life changes. How we change only Allah Ta'ala changes. Allah Ta'ala is how much of seeking you have in you. The seeking that you have in you, that Allah. So this is it that the heart becomes heart. The heart is the thing that leads to nothing. Anything that you see today in the world, you find this much. That if the heart is left, for example, the effect of everything is from the heart. If you see a person smiling, you see him happy, he is smiling because the heart is saying this. It's not his face just reflects it. He's reflecting his face. That he's smiling and all, hey, mashallah, you're looking very well. You always have a heart is saying that. So likewise, a person is sad. You can see it on his face, the person is very sad. Hey, how sad he is. It's not the face, it's the reflection of the heart. Everything that reflects the heart. Whatever the heart is, the main part of the body is the heart. So it reflects you and say, this person is being so sad. So likewise you find people, when they are very good people, how you make them out. You can't, there's not written there on their face, they've got iman. You can't read them, Allah's wali. But certain things you look at their face reflect them that they're walis. Which is very important. For example, you find sometimes, like Mullah Ahmad Shah Kashmir Rahmatullah Ali, when he went to one debate, but he was not speaking, he just sat down there. But he was shining, his whole face was shining so much that they said, they don't mind this person, if he like, will accept Islam now. They're looking at his face. Look at this face, he invited us to bring children Islam, the correct religion. So what I'm trying to say to you is whatever your heart reflects to. So if your heart, the wrong things go in your heart, the bad things go in your heart, it will show bad things. It will show bad. It reflects bad things. All bad things. You find a person calling you and you're fighting everything because of bad things in your heart. It's the heart that takes out everything. Likewise, a person who got good qualities, goodness in him, then that thing comes into your heart too, then it becomes goodness. will show the deep. The nur of Iman is shown at the time. You'll be surprised how the nur of Iman shows at the time. It reflects. How it reflects? Allah Ta'ala makes it reflect. But you can see it. I'll only give one example. Hazrat Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam Rahmatullah Alayhi, when he came to South Africa, going traveling somewhere, and it so happened that the driver was traveling very fast, the car, very fast. So the police caught him down, sit down. So no time the booth of no fact for the electric. So then he stopped him straight. So driver was a bit of a jovial person, very jovial. He said, "Sir, I made a mistake. Before you give him a ticket, see what got with me." But the Muslims was sitting in the back. He was white, but Hazrat was bright. He was white, but Hazrat was bright. Hazrat sitting there and just looked at Hazrat. Hazrat looked at him. "Don't tell me, but he was a kafir." He says to the driver, "You got a great person like this. You got a great person. What did he see that which you can't see? I'm trying to tell you, what did he see there you can't see?" He actually said, "This, what a great person you got with you, and you drive in a car like this." So he being a kafir could see that. What he could see. And then he said that, "I'm not giving you a ticket here, but follow the next in the ticket waiting for you." Just to tell you the reflection of Iman, when you reflect in front of you, in front of a person, Allah has shows you that it's sufficient for you to make him out that this is the person I'm going to keep a hand to. This is the person I'm going to follow. In other words, you see him following and doing everything. You sit in his company, you feel that you're talking more of akhirah than dunya. It reminds you of akhirah. When you sit in his company, he's only talking of akhirah. I never said one time Hazrat is speaking anything about dunya. When a person comes to him, he does not even know what to make of dunya. Newspaper things. You understand? So this kind of people, you have to sit in the company to bring you more to see out of the world. Because they're drowning in the world at the moment. We drown every second, we only talk of the world. Everything in the world. This morning to one person comes, money, 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 that's all. And he's got so much money, what's more money? There's no stomach, not green food. But just imagine, I'm trying to say to you, how important it is to cut down, to bring ourselves more closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to set the company, make it a possibility, and bring up small children, they can become doctors to no problem. But stay in the company of pious people, you will fit the child. You may not understand one bit too, but remember, you affect the child. It must affect. Normally, it must affect. Like a person who has been a person, a small child doing namaz, what namaz really is? 8 years, 9, what namaz? Nothing at all. He's just reading namaz, just for sake of reading namaz, he's jumping, the father in namaz in front, he's jumping in the wudu khana. And he's 10, 8 or 10, then he comes to know how important it is. Like when the child comes, they see how important it is, what it is, been told. So the effect must take place. But if you don't change your life back home, then what difference it is? The most important thing, to do everything here and you go outside and leave it, as he said to us, that soon come here, nahi chhod do usko. First of all, when the majlis takes place, he said, jaru deo, what's been a jaru? Sweep all the bad things from your body while you've spoken. So the bad qualities you have, you can sweep it out. So when you come out of this place, you are empty from all the bad qualities. So these are the things a person having if he has concern for the thing. Then he'll start doing all those things. This is what it is at the heart. If it's filled with good qualities, then the good qualities will come out. If you've got bad qualities, the bad qualities will come out. The reflection will show that person knows he's a good person, reflect his heart. So heart will reflect everything. The face is just a kind of a mirror, taking down what is being shown. This person not happy. Heart was not happy, not looking. So likewise, when the Sahaba Islam, they should be of this kind of people, thousands of people, it's few people should go. Thousands of people look at them, just look at their face and accept Islam. People, six people going to China. They're going to China, they're doing business. When they're doing business, the other fellows don't know the people are very worried. They're losing business. They will complain to the king. Listen, these people came here, they're not trying to misguide the king. They're going to do this, they're going to do that, they know all the wrong things. However, the Sahabas came to know, the king told them that you can move from here now. But the people began to love them because they're dealing with state. Village state. So they said, no, we can't leave from this place. And when people came to know, they told the king straight, we'll have it out with you. You were not interested in you at all. These we are the people who are supposed to be with us. And we are learning so much from them. They're so straight and so honest. So what is it that brought about that they should look at them and get carried away? It's because the Noor Iman that they had in them was reflecting from the heart. Because the good was in the hearts. And what was good in the heart reflected out also. So that was the condition they had with them. Now you can, I can decide what condition we are in at the moment. I don't have to tell you the reason for the majlis to bring about a change in one's life. They are what kind of businessmen they were and why they were so victorious and successful. It's merely because of how honest they were. The more honesty you bring, they were so honest that even the people of that place told the king, we are not prepared to let these people go. There are only 6 people. So this is what it is, the Sahaba Ikram and the quality of the hundreds of people just looking at accept Islam. So this, look at Salman Farsi radiallahu anhu. He was looking for iman, looking, searching everywhere for iman. Going here, everywhere looking for iman. Very good getting. He heard of Rabbi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now while he's walking, while he's coming to Madinah Mukarramah, no more. Rabbi Karim sitting down there. And from far he looks at the face of it and says, this face can never tell a lie. Just imagine. From far he's saying, this face can never tell a lie. Never tell a lie. Because I can see the Noor of Nubuwwah from him. It's shining. So what did he see in them? I'm trying to tell you, when your heart becomes that it reflects from your heart, how it comes out. The Noor will be sold out. You can't see the Noor. Brother Bilal radiallahu anhu was completely black. But he was full of Noor. The shiner that he had in him. I'm trying to tell you this one, that look, bring about that quality that we're supposed to have in our hearts. That heart, that quality in us, that good qualities, that bring about that quality that you reflect the Noor of someone else. The Noor may be shining from it. But this, you can see this Noor in it. Then you find what benefit a person can get. So the Noor of Iman, that keep our heart is a reflection of everything. Sahabiya had that thing. So we must also remember that whatever you can achieve, not through books. Trying to say not through books. You can read all the books. I know so many people have so much of, I can't say, knowledge. Information there. Lot of information. Knowledge is something that comes to something else. That is called knowledge from Allah Ta'ala. Then it comes. So yeah, we come to know the most important thing is Sohbat. Sohbat is important. I'm not telling you because Alhamdulillah I'm qualified to attend Allah Ta'ala, but more thereafter I was more concerned of my own condition for close to 20 years on and on going to make Sohbat. Sohbat, what I achieved, that only Allah knows. Sitting in a company of pious people, you achieve everything. Sometimes you bypass other alims who are so learned than you do. Merely because of sitting in the temple of pious. So make dua to Allah Ta'ala that you have to learn to sit in a pious people. Pious company will bring you more close and dear to Allah Ta'ala. And what's the quality? He's not a shrewd person. He's not an imposter. He hasn't got greed in him. He is not a selfish person. How you make out a person? He's not a selfish person. He's not a greedy person. He's not a love of the world. He only has one thing in him, the quality of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq of acting on whatever I have said. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Allahumma inna abidu al-kashifu wa tasbahu. Allahumma asina aqibatana fil mulki kulli ala jinnin fi dunya wa adabi qabla. Allahumma nas'aluka as-sihha wal ifrah wal aman wa husn al khuluq wa ridha. فاطر السماوات أنت ولي في الدنيا والآخرة توفني مسلما والحقني بالصالحين اللهم ثبتنا الإيمان وأمتنا الإيمان وأحشنا يوم القيامة والإيمان بحرمة القرآن وحرمة النبي آخر الزمان وصلى الله تعالى على كل سيدنا محمد برحمته.